The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Daf Kof Aleph. Today's daf is being studied for the Hatzlacha of Yosef ben Sarah and his family, donated by Anonymous. May Hashem bless Yosef ben Sarah and his family with osher v'chavod, hatzlacha u'briut, v'chol milid metav. Amen. Today's daf is being studied le'ilu nishmat hacham Abraham Za'afrani ben Latifa. Ruach Hashem tanihenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied le'ilu nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tanihenu began Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuf Aleph Amud Rishon right at the top line. Hayu shenehem kohanim. The case in the Mishnah was where you had a fellow that was married, and then let's say he died, and his wife got married before she waited the 3 months. Seeing as she has to wait 3 months in order to make sure to see if she's pregnant or not from the first husband. So let's say she got pregnant, she got married 2 months later, and now she had a baby 7 months after that. So the question is it a 9 month baby from the first husband, or is it a 7 month baby from the second husband? So now the Mishnah said that since he has a Safek, who his father is, so if he hits or curses one of the fathers, the potential fathers, so you cannot give him a punishment. You cannot give him malkut. Why? Because it's a sefik. Because you don't know which really who the father is. So the Mishnah Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, hikaze v'chazar v'hikaze. Let's say hit them both. Kilil ze v'chazar v'kilil ze. Well, he cursed them both. Kilil shenehem b'vatachat. Or if he cursed them, let's say both simultaneously. So the Mishnah says, let's say he hit them simultaneously, hayav. So in that case is going to be hayav. So that she explains, share ehad mehem abiv. Because memanafshak, for sure he hit his father. That she skipped the parentheses, bevatahat, shehavtam bemakel. He hit them with a stick, let's say, bekahat, hayav. The whole problem is that when you give him a warning, since you don't know who the father is, so the warning is considered normally a hatra'at safik, because you don't know, don't hit your father. Maybe it's not his father. But in this case, we hit both of them. What are they saying? That she says, al takesh nehim. Don't hit both of them. Because in this one hitting, you're going to be hayav. So that's considered hatra'at vadai. Because for sure in this action, one of the fathers is going to be hit, or one of them is going to be cursed. So therefore the deen of the Gemara is, he's going to be hayav. Rabbi Yehuda omer bevatachat hayav. He says, I agree. When it comes to bevatachat, he's going to be hayav. However, bezeh achar zeh patur. But if it's one after the other, it's going to be patur. Rashi, ti'ika shte atraot. Because again, that's two atraot. Don't hit this guy, and don't hit that guy. V'chol hadav v'chadav v'hatra'at safek. It's considered hatra'at safek, it's not considered a hatra'ah, that's a vadai. U'tarekama hatra'at safek sheme hatra'ah. U'ilu memanafshachu. U'tarekama says, hatra'at safek like this, that memanafshach is going to be hayav, because bottom line, he ended up hitting both. So even though it's hatra'at safek, because you can't give him a conclusive warning on who the father is, but if at the end he hit them both, so that type of hatra'at safek is going to be hayav, because meman afshach he hit the right guy. Or I should say the wrong guy. That, and yeah, oh, well, we have a braita. The braita says, Rabbi Yehuda omer, patur bebatachat. So that contradicts what we just said, the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara says, Tere Tanei Adibad Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so you have two Tanaim that have different reports on what Rabbi Yehuda said. Ma'i ta'ma deman depatar. What's the reason why Bevatahat, it's going to be patur. What's the shita of that? Amar bihanina ne'emar beracha lemata. It says the law of beracha lemata, that's the case of umkalel abi ve'imo motyumat. Ne'emar beracha lemala. And it says the law of beracha, which is euphemism for cursing, by the megadef. But chas v'shalom, if somebody is mekalel Hashem, like the pasuk says, ish ish ki yekalel elohav. So the Gemara says, "Ma lemala she'en bashutafu." Just like lemala, when it comes to cursing, it's b'ni shutafut, which means you have to curse the Kadosh Baruch Hu to be hayab alone, without any partner, so to speak. Which means you have to curse him alone. Af lemata she'en bashutafut. So too, when you're cursing a father, it has to be alone, as opposed to this case, you're cursing the father and somebody else at the same time. Because bevatahat, you're cursing the father and the other guy. So it's not domet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like the curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's alone. Which means I'm cursing Hashem and somebody else. To me, I have to curse exclusively HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to the Kelalav Mekalel Abi Ve'imo, it has to be only his father, not his father with somebody else to be Hayab. Oh, Ve'it Kishaka'a Lekelala. The Gemara comes along and says that once already you learn the law of Kelala, that it has to be alone. So there's a hekesh between the law of Haka'a, the kelalah, just like kelalah is alone, so to haka also has to be alone. Difference bevatahat, according to Rashi, that's going to be patur. Rashi, itkish haka leklalah befarashat ve'ela mishpatim samchan anyan. Which is the law of mikalel and the law of haka'a are written next to each other. Ela she pasuk echad mafsik b'nem. Just one pasuk as a buffer in between them. V'ikaleman damar hekeshu. There's opinion that says you can make an hekesh even on pasukim that are not back to back. Which means the law of mikalel and makeh are not back to back. There's a pasuk in between them. But some say that's enough of proximity to say a hekesh. And therefore it comes out like this. We know by Mekalel Hashem that what the Megadef, it has to be Davka. We are Mekalel Hashem alone. So too the Mekalel of Aviv Imo, it's alone. Therefore, in this case, where he could say both people simultaneously, it's not alone. Even though his father's for sure in the mix, it's not alone. Oh, once you make my Kilala, so you make a cash to Haka'a. Comes again when I continues. Ve'one b'mishmaro. We said that if, let's say, both the potential fathers were Kohanim, so he's able to go to each mishmar, which means he's able to go to whichever mishmar he wants. The mishmar is the week of the service of the Kohanim. So he wants to go to the mishmar of his, let's say, first father or the second father. He can go to either one. But he does not cholek, we learned, which means he does not take from the skins. Because normally, as a payment for the service of the Kohanim, they get reward. What's their reward? The orot, the skins. He doesn't get the skins. Why? Because they'll come and tell him, bring us a proof that you're from our mishmar, that you want to take the skins from us. So comes the Gemara and says, v'chi me'achar de'eno cholek. Once you tell him that he doesn't get any of the skins with the mishmar, because it's safek, lama ole. Which is, why go up? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Lama ole? Ha'amar ba'ina de'na'avid mitzvah. What do you mean? He wants to go do a mitzvah. He's not going to get the skins, but he wants to do a mitzvah. He wants to serve. And now, this question is, Pala loketani. Which means, it doesn't say in the Mishnah, Allah, if he went up. Ela ole ba'al korho. It says, ole, he has to go up. So the Gemara's question is, why would he have to go up? It should be an option. Why do you force him to go up? So that the Gemara says, Amar Rav Acha, Bar Hanina, Amar Rav Abaye, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yohanan, Mishum Pegam, Mishpacha. Because you're worried that the people in the Mishmar, if other people are going to see that this guy didn't go up, so now the people are going to start to speak disparaging about the Mishmar. They're going to say, oh, this Mishmar has members that are Pasul for Kehuna. Because people are going to think he belongs to that Mishmar. So the members of each mishmar can tell the guy, you have to go up to serve, in order to save us from humiliation. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Baal korho, da'afagav de'enu cholek, even though he doesn't get these skins, kafinen le la'avod. They force him to work. Mishum pegam, shte mishpachot, which is both families, sheboshin alav, they embarrass from him, sheyomru b'nei adam pasulu la'avodah. They're going to say that there's a guy that's pasul from the avodah. Kol mishmar. Okay, that's it. And therefore they could force him. Comes the Gemara continues. Which means, if both of them, let's say, were in the same mishmar, then we said he goes up on that mishmar and he gets the skins. He gets the reward. Why? Because they can't tell him. Because Miman of Shach, both fathers came from the same mishmar. So therefore, they can't say, I go to the other mishmar. What do you mean, go to the other mishmar? Miman of Shach, I come from this mishmar. So the Gemara says, wait. Which is why, when it was two different mishmarot, we didn't give him the Haluka, the azir lehay mishmara umadchule, the azir lehay mishmara umadchule, which means because each mishmar will push him to the other one and say, "You're not part of us; you're part of the other one." So the Gemara says, "Mishpar echad name, azir lehay betav umadchile, the azir lehay betav umadchile," which means we know the mishmarot were divided into 7 days, and each day is called the bet av. Now, even if let's say they're both from the same mishmar, right? But each mishmar, you had your specific day that you served. The mashal, he's going to come on Tuesday. So they can't tell him go to a different mishmar. He's a man of shek, he's part of that mishmar. But now they'll come along and said, who sent you on Tuesday? Maybe your group, maybe your Wednesday. And therefore, we're not giving you the dividends of Tuesday's avodah, so they could push him away. So the Gemara says, "Now, Amar Papa, Hakika Amar, Imayu Shnei Mishmar Echad Ubet Av Echad, Notel Chelik Echad." So you have to say the case is that not only are they're from the same Mishmar, but they know that they're from the same Bet Av. Therefore, they can't tell. Where is he going to tell them? Go to the other one. The other one is also from the same Mishmar and the same Bet Av. So therefore, that's the only case where he'll get a definite Haluka Rashi. Three lines on the end of the perek. Kol mishmar haluk l'shisha bate avot. Okay, I said seven. It's really six bate avot. Everybody works on Shabbat. V'chol echad oved et yomo. Everybody works on a specific day. V'notel orot akadashim habaim biyomo. And they get the skins of that day. Hadran alach nosin ala anusa. And now we begin Bezat Hashem, the 12th perek, Mitzvat Chalitza. And the Mishnah begins. Mitzvat Chalitza b'shloshah dayanim. The Mitzvah of Chalitza is done in front of three judges. Va'afilu shloshtan hidyotot. Even if they are hidyotot, which is they're not part of the Sanhedrin, they're just regular commoners, they are not experts. Chalitza b'min'al. If let's say the chalitza was done with the min'al that's made out of soft leather, chalitza ta kishera, which means it's b'di'abad. She's the chetahila. The Gemara is going to say they don't want you to use soft leather because it might rip and he might still wear it. And therefore, when you're still wearing it, it's not considered a shoe in that case. Therefore, it's not a good chalitza. Now, shaking a sandal, which is made out of the hard leather, if it rips, it's not wearable. So then we don't have to make a gezerah that it might come to rip and he's going to wear it, because you don't rip a ripped. You don't wear a ripped sandal. Rashi, min'al, shir'ol rach, hu ke'en shelanu, halitza ke'shera, aval ke'tahila lo, ked mefaresh tekaman mishum min'al mirupat. You worry about a ripped shoe, shenital gabo. Let's say the top of it tore off, aval ikar halitza b'sandal. Who? Vehu shel or kashe umivushal. It's tanned leather and processed. Umishinifchat. And if it got, let's say, torn or diminished, en no takana. Ve'en derech lenohalo. He's not going to wear it, and it's not the way to wear it. Therefore, halitza in his sandal is lechatreila kishera. Be'anpilia, if let's say you use the anpilia that she says shelbege, that would be like a sock made out of cloth. Halitzata pesula. Why? That she says demidi demagen ba'inan. You need a shoe that's a protector of the foot. Dichtiv na'alo. And what's na'alo? Ve'na'al midi demagenu. A na'al is an item that protects the foot. Dichtiv ve'na'alech tahash. I will put for the shoes made out of leather. Tahash v'or. Good. Be'sandal shiyesh lo akev. Which is, let's say, uses a sandal. Shiyesh lo akev that has a heel. So the Mishnah says, kasher. Of course that would be kasher. Ve'she'en lo akev. But if it doesn't have a heel, so that is going to be pasul. Let's talk about a sole. Fine. min arkuba ulmata, which means, let's say, from the knee down, which means the person is an amputee. Min arkuba ulmata, but he has, let's say, from the knee down, halitza keshera. Right, so that halitza, let's say, put a shoe on that stump, so that already is considered kesherah. Min arkuba ulmata, but if it's from the knee up, halitza pesura, then it is pasura. She min arkuba ulmata, she nihtach raglo, his leg was cut. Hasbe shalom min arkuba bechalatz min arkuba ulmata. Halitza besandal she'en shelo. Let's say made a halitza on a sandal that's not, it's not the yabams, or besandal shel'etz, or let's say it was a wooden sandal, or b'shel semol b'yamin, which means he wore the left shoe on the right foot. So in all these cases over here, halitza kashera, it is indeed kasher. Rashi, abal halitza shel semol, but using a left foot for the halitza, ketari b'perkin pelukta. That's already a machloket. If halitza and semol, it's a machloket in the Mishnah, if it is kasher or not. Halitza begadol, meaning, let's say that she says, sandal shloya l'midat raglo. It was a big sandal. It wasn't his size. Abalu yachol alechet po, but he's still able to walk with it. Shu yachol alok, what the Mishnah says, o bekatan, or a small shoe, shu chofe et rov raglo, that can cover the majority of his leg, halitzata, kesheran, halitza is indeed kesher. Comes the Gemara and says, umeachar dafidu shlusha yotot, if you tell me they can even use three yotot or not, mumhin, dayanim lamali. So what do you have to tell me that you use dayanim? Which means, you don't need dayanim. Why do you have to say dayanim? You can even use yotot. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is teaching you, tibainan bishlusha shiyodim lehakrot ke'en dayanim. The three judges, while they might not have to be fluent in the laws of Halitza per se, but they have to know at least how to read, because they have to read the Pesukim to the Yavam and the Yavamah that they have to say in the ceremony. So they have to be like judges that know how to be makret, to read the Pesukim to others. Rashi, lakrot li Yavam. For example, what does the Yavam have to say? Lo chafasti lekahta, or me'en yabemi. That's what the Yevama says, Lakin, Kacha Yaseh La'ish, Vechulan, Pelashon HaKodesh, Tanina, Le'ad Etanu Rabbanan, which means, we learned in the Mishnah, that which we have in a Braita, Mitzvat Halisa B'Shloshah, Shiyud'in Lehakrot, Ke'en Dayanim. Very good, which means the Mitzvah of Halisa is three people that are like Dayanim in the sense that they know how to be Mekreh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you need five judges. So now the Gemara is going to explain what the shita of Rabbi Yehuda is, why he says five, and what the shita of Hachamim, why they say it's enough to have three. So comes the Gemara and begins, Maitama de Tanakama, de Tanya. Zekenim, it says in the Pasuk by Halitza, it says the word Zekenim, which is plural, which teaches us Shnayim. Very good, that's two. Ve'en Beddin Shakul, and we have a law that says you cannot have an even Beddin. So Mosifin Alein Odehad Hare Kan Shelosha. Then she quotes the Pasuk, Ve'alta Yibimto Hashara Ela Zekenim, that she will go to the gate where the Zekenim are. Good. Ve'Rabbi Yehuda Zikne Shenayim, Zekenim Shenayim, Ve'em Bedin Shakul, Mosifin Alehen Odehad, Harekan Hamisha. He's Doresh another word that's written in the story of the Yebama. It says the word Zikne, that she says, Ve'kar Ulo Zikne Iro. It says the word Zikne. So therefore that's two, plus Zekenim is another two. That's four, and Betin Shakul, you can have an even Betin, so that's five. Then as she quotes another Pasuk that says also Le'ana Zekenim, but he says that you don't count, because that's referring to the Zekenim that was mentioned in the Pasuk before it. So according to the B'Yehuda, let's just get it clearly, you have Zikne and Zekenim. Oh, V'Tanakama, Hai Zikne, Mai Avidle. What does Tanakama do with the word Zikne? So he says, "Mevayel le'ribuye afilu shloshah idiotot." It comes to include even ejotot. Why? So Tosfot explains, because from the word zekenim, in that pasuk of zekenim, it said ve'altayi b'mto ha-sha'ara ela zekenim. Sha'ar means the sha'ar of betin. So if it just would have said zekenim, I would have said what? Davka dayanim. So zekneh comes to tell me even those that are not from the sha'ar, even those that are not from betin, even ejotot. Zekneh is two, and betin shakul. That's the third one. Rabbi Yehuda idiotot minale. So how does Rabbi Yehuda know idiotot? Nafkale mile'ene. Because the pasuk says le'ene, that it's done le'ene, zekne ido. Le'ene zekenim. So the Gemara says, Da'amar mor le'ene. What do we learn from the word le'ene? Prat le'somim. That comes to exclude if the judges are blind, meaning le'ene, they have to be able to see. Now, from the fact that you need a pasuk to come and exclude blind judges, has to be talking about hejotot. Why? The East, like the Sanhedrin, if you're coming to tell me the Sanhedrin, they cannot be blind. Why do you need to exclude somin? We know already that a guy sits on the Sanhedrin has to be not blemished. Midetari Rabbi Yosef Nafka. We know from Rabbi Yosef. Detari Rabbi Yosef. Keshem shebetin minukin betzedek. Just like betin has to be clean in justice, meaning you have to be totally justice, right, righteous. Kach betin minukin mikol mum. So to betin has to be clean from all types of blemishes. Shene emar, like the pasuk says, kulach yafa rayati umum en bach. Which means what? That rayati is referring to the betin. That what? Mum en bach. You do not have any blemishes. And therefore what? Therefore, I don't need you to tell me that betin cannot be blind. We know betin, judge cannot be blind. Ella must be, if you're coming to tell me prat nesomin, must be, you could even use hedyotot. So therefore, the word le'ene, according to Rabbi Yehuda, teaches me even hedyotot, even non-betin judges. Ah, so the Gemara says, ve'idach, which means, according to Tanakama, he doesn't use le'ene to teach you hedyotot. He learned hedyotot from zikneh. So it says, "Ahu le'ene my avide." What do you do with the word le'ene? "Ahu lichtrabau de'ata damarava seriche dayane lemehezer rokad dekan afik mepumad yibama." They have to see the spit that comes out of the yibama's mouth. "Dichtiv le'ene azekenim ve'yareka." The next one is v'yareka. So therefore, you learn that what has to be seen. Oh, so now the Gemara says v'idach namem b'v'ele lichdraba, which means really Rabbi Yehuda also needs that word le'ene to come and teach me the deed of Rabbah that they have to see the spit. So then the question is inachename. You're right. He needs it for that. V'el hajotot minale. So we're back to the question. Where does Rabbi Yehuda know hajotot from? Nafka mibi Yisrael. It says in the pasuk lehakim. So what is Be'Yisrael, which means to establish a name in Israel? So he's Doresh Yisrael Koldehu, any Yisrael, which means even Yisrael that's not a member of the Sanhedrin. Oh, V'idach, according to Tanakama, Hay Yisrael my Avidle. What does it do with the word Be'Yisrael? Mev'el lechdetari Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Be'Yisrael Be'bet din shel Yisrael ve'lo be'bet din shel gerim. They learned that the judges have to be Yisraelim as opposed to Gerim. Ve'idach, oh, so as the Be'udah know the law of no Gerim, Be'Yisrael Acharina Ketiv. There's another Be'Yisrael that's written in that parasha. The pasuk says, Ve'nekra Shemo Be'Yisrael Bet Halutza Na'al. So we learned from that pasuk to come and exclude Gerim. Ah, Ve'idach. So what does the rabbis do with that second Be'Yisrael? Mifrael Lechdetanya. Amar Be'udah. Pamachat, Einu Yushvim Nufte Rabbi Tarfon. What time was it? From the telephone, Uba'a Yivama Lachlot. The Yivama came to make Chalitza, Ve'amad Lanu, and he told us, Anu Kulechem Halutza Na'al. All of you answer Halutza Na'al, which means when the Pasuk says, V'nikra Shemo B'Yisrael, they learn. It's not enough that the Beit Din says that this lady is a Halutza, that you have to do it to publicize it. How do you publicize it? You bring extra people. So whoever was there, be Israel, it should be publicized that she indeed is a halutza. Oh, v'idach. So how does the Miudah know that you have to publicize it, be Yisrael, that she's a halutza, mevinikra nafka? Because the pasuk says vinikra be Yisrael. She will be called, meaning by many people. You want to go back? What did the rabbis do with the word vinikra? So mefaish you say devra Torah kishum ben Adam. That word vinikra is a normal word. It's not an extra word. That's the way the Torah speaks. So therefore, all words are accounted for. Ben the Tanakama, ben Rabbi Yehuda. Elamehata. The Gemara says, so you start to be doresh the word, which means zikne, zikenim, and all that. What about vekaru? It says also vekaru, they will call out. That's a pasuk in the parashav Yehabam. Shenayim. Maybe that's coming to include another two. Vidibiru shenayim. Hachiname. Are you going to come to include and therefore say that Rabbi Yehuda rekantishah? Now you can have 9 according to Rabbi, 5 plus 4. Or Rabbanan rekant shiva. And according to Rabbanan, you can have 7, meaning 3 plus 4. So the Gemara says, no, we need those words. Lechdetanya. Vekar ulo velo shiluham. Which means, when it says they're going to call him, that he's the one that was Choletz, his wife, they call him as opposed to their shilihin. Which means they themselves have to call him. Vekar ulo, they themselves have to be the ones and not the shilihin. So he explains over here, what does this mean that no shiluham? He says, "Ena kavana shadayinim holchim lebeto lekrolo." They don't go to his house to call him to make halitza. Lashkaasher yavam nimsa bebedin. When he's in the bedin already, korein lo adayinim kedem lasilo etza shiyisalo etza hogenet. They call him personally in order to give him the proper advice. What's the proper advice? The Gemara continues. V'debiru elav, and they speak to him. What do they speak to him? Melamed shemasi'in etzlo etza hogenet. They give him the proper advice. What's the proper advice? No. Then Shimaya hu yelid vizekena, he's a young guy and she's an older lady, or the opposite. Hu zeken viyalda, omrim lo malicha etzel yalda. What are you going to marry a young lady for? Malicha etzel zekena. What are you marrying an old lady for? Klach etzel shekemotcha. Go and marry somebody that's compatible to you. Vatechnis ketata letoch betcha. Don't bring strife and mahloket and fighting into your house. So v'dibiru comes and says they have an obligation. If they see that the Yabam and Yabam are not going to be compatible because of the age difference, so they have an obligation to speak them out of it, to try to tell them, do a halitza and just, go marry somebody that's more compatible. Amar Abamar of Nachman halacha halitza bishlosha. Which means we follow Tana Kamal, halitza needs three judges. Huil v'satam lantana kebatei, because that's a Mishnah. The Mishnah brought that one shita, so we have a stam Mishnah, so definitely three dayanim. Amar Rav Rav Nachman, iachev, that's what you're saying, mi'un nameh. Which means we have a low miun. That's a case where, let's say, the father died, and now the brother or the mother marries off a young girl. So we say in that case over there, before she becomes 12, she's able to make a miun. She's able to make a refusal. She doesn't want to stay married to this fellow of it. Now that needs also a betin. So we're saying that maybe a miun also should need three. Why? Ditnah, because we have a Mishnah. Hamiun ve'achalitza b'shlosha. So we have a stam mishnah that also says miun mechalitza b'shlosha. Kemaraz vechi temachenabeh. Maybe you'll say, okay, nechenabeh. Maybe miun also needs three. V'atanya, but we have a braita. Miun, when it comes to the law of miun, bet shamay omrim, bet imumhin, that you need expert judges. Ubet el omrim, bebetin, meaning whether they are mumhin, v'shelo bebetin, or even if they are hedyotot. Elu ve'elu modim shesarich shelosha. But everybody agrees that what? You need at least three judges. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosef, Machshirin, Bishnayim. They come along and say for Mi'un, even two is okay. V'amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yomi, Amar Rabbi Nachman, Halacha, Ki Oto Azuk. So the Halacha follows that pair. So therefore, really don't tell me that you have a Stam Mishnah in Sanhedrin. That's what that Stam Mishnah was that says Mi'un is Bishlosha. Because you have another Mishnah that's Mashma, that we posek like the opinion that says two. So therefore the question then is, why in one case when it comes to Halitza you're taking this Stam Mishnah in Masechet Yebamot to say it's three, and when it comes to Mi'un you have a Stam Mishnah and you don't take it? So the Gemara says, Hatam Hadstama Ve'acha Trestameh. Which means, when it came to the law of Chalitza, you have two Stam Mishnahs. You have our Stam Mishnah and Yebamot, and the Stam is Sanhedrin. Because what did Sanhedrin say? Hamiun v'Chalitza b'shlosha. So that's a Stam Mishnah and Sanhedrin. So you have two Stam Mishnahs for Chalitza, and you only have one Stam Mishnah for Mi'un. That's why when it comes to Mi'un, we don't say Shlosha. But Mi'un will say two. But you don't have to say three, because you only have one Stam Mishnah in Sanhedrin. But you have another Stam that we just quoted that. Another Mishnah, I should say that, so there was a Machloket. So Kazi Gabran says, Hatam Nameh, Trestameninu. If you're counting up Stam Mishnahs, so by Mi'un you also have two Stams. Why did not? We have another Mishnah. Mi'ana o shechalza befanav yisa'ena mepeneh shehu bebedin. Which means, we had a case over here where, early in the Masechet, where we learned that, let's say, a rabbi that makes a ruling on a lady cannot marry that lady subsequently, because the people are going to think that he was matira. Let's say he was matira certain neder, let's say. Okay? So they think he's doing it for himself. However, the Mishnah over there said that when it comes to mi'un, he's allowed to be on the bet din for mi'un, to allow the lady to make him mi'un, and they can marry her. Why? Because nobody's going to say it's only him, because he's sitting with a bet din. And since he's sitting with a bet din, there's no hashash. And therefore, what do we see bet din? Bet din means three. So therefore, we have a Stam Mishnah early in the Masechet that says mi'un is b'shlosha, which means if you're counting up Stams, so I got two Stams by Chalitza, I got two Stams by mi'un. So why did you tell me that by mi'un that I got is two? So Gemara says, Elahatam trestame, Tlaltastame. Which means, I'll tell you that that's two, but over here by Chalitza, you actually have three Stam Mishnas. Again, Hatam trestame, Tlaltastame. Which, because you just had over here, that not mi'ana o shechalza. That Mishnah Yibamot, earlier it said mi'ana o shechalza. If the rabbi was involved in the mi'un betin or the halitza betin, he could subsequently marry that lady. Because no one's going to suspect this only, because he has to sit with a betin. So it's a third Mishnah of standby halitza. So you have one in Yibamot, two in Yibamot, and one in Sanhedrin. So therefore, since you have three stams, then we posek like the three stams, but she'enken by mi'un, you only have two. Gemara says, Mechti, wait. Hastama ve'astama. Mali hadsetam, mali teresetam, umali tilata. What's the difference? Which means you have a stam, which means you have one, which means you have two, which means you have three. That cannot be the chiluk. So the Gemara says like this. Ela marav nachman bar Yitzhak. Ho'il ustam bimkom machloket. Which means, in the case of Sanhedrin, it's a stam and then a machloket. What does that mean? Netnan. Look at the Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Semichat zekenim. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin talks about, let's say, the rabbis made a mistake in the law, and the people ended up following that law. Let's say they were matira, isur, karet. And then what happened? They realized the mistake after being a pari alim davar. And they have to press their hands, make semicha on the korban. That's called semichat. Zekinim. Egla arufa, that's law of measuring. When they see a dead body between two cities, they have to measure it if it's closer between what city. Bishlosha, so three judges judge that. Devei Rabbi Yoseh. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'hamisha. Rabbi Yehuda says, you need five for those things. Ha-chalitza v'mi'unim bishlosha. Then the Mishnah says, chalitza mi'un is done with three. Ve'lo kapalig Rabbi Yehuda. There, Rabbi Yehuda did not argue, which is when it came to Semichat Zekinim and Egla Arufa, Tanakama said three, Rabbi Yehuda jumped in and said, no, five. Then the Mishnah continues. Halitza umi'un shelosha. There, Rabbi Yehuda didn't say anything. Now, even though we have Rabbi Yehuda and our Gemara says mi'un is five judges, how come he didn't say anything in Sanhedrin? Our Shita said Rabbi Yehuda said five. Over there in Sanhedrin, he talked when it came to Egla Arufa and Semichat Zekinim. But when it came to the Mi'un part, he didn't say anything. I'm sorry, when it came to the Chalitza part, he didn't say anything. What does that teach us? So the Gemara says, Shma' Bina Adar Be Rabbi Yehuda, Shma' Bina. Must be Rabbi Yehuda retracted. Now we go back. You know why we say Chalitza B'Shlosha? Because everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Yehuda retracted from his Shita 5. How do you know? Because in Sanhedrin, he had opinions on other cases. When he had an opinion, he voiced it. When it came to Simi Chai Tzikinim and Ignar Ufad, the Tanakhma said 3, he said no, 5. When it came to Halitza, what did he say? Nothing. He agreed with the 3. So it must mean that Yehuda himself was Chozer. Oh, why? What about the law of Mi'un? Well, we never saw the two rabbis. Who are the two rabbis that we said we posek? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosef. We never saw them make a retraction. They hold what? They hold the Mi'un is 2. So therefore, since we never saw them retract, so therefore they must held their shita, therefore we're allowed to be posek like them. So the Gemara's final answer is, by Mi'un, we're going to posek like the pair of rabbis. We have a right to posek like the pair of rabbis. We never saw they retracted. Mashiach by Halitza, the reason why we're going to posek like the opinion says 3, because there's no other opinion. Because the Mi'udad had said 5 already, Masechet Sanhedrin, we saw already, was Chozer. How do you know he was Chozer?
They maybe retracted before.
No, so obviously they know that the Sanhedrin came after the Yibamot. You know what comes first? Therefore they said he must retract it later on. Therefore, there's no shita to be Yehuda. Therefore, posek like 3. Look at Nashi, just to read this inside. Hu'il v'stama b'mkom mahloketi. Shenichlak sham Rabbi Yehuda b'davar acher. Rabbi Yehuda argued on a different case. U'b'davar zeh lo nichlak. But when it came to Halitza, they argue. Shema mina hadar be. Aval mi'un lav stama b'mkom mahloketi. Da'anach tanei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef lo maitin anata mafnukta achariti dinema medo afluk ba'ashma min adrei be. They didn't bring those two rabbis on another case to say that from the fact that they didn't argue on this they must have retracted. Their names are not mentioned in the Mishnah, so you cannot say they retracted. By the Yehuda you can say he retracted because his name was mentioned above and it wasn't mentioned in the second machloket. But the other rabbis Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Elazar, they were not mentioned earlier on a case to say that they retracted in the case of Mi'un, therefore they must have held their shita. Therefore, we're posek like that. Pair. Mara continues. Amar Rabba. Seriche dayanel mikba duchta. Which means, before they go make the halitza ceremony, they have to establish the place that they're going to sit in Betin. Which means they have to say, nelech limkom ploni. We're going to go to such and such a place. It says they're going to go to the gate. It's Masha Hashara, the gate that is designated. So they have to actually set the place. As she says, Limikbad Duchta Leshem Kach. Good. Comes again and says, Papa Labuna Bede Rav Yoshua Avde Ovda. Papa Labuna Bede Rav Yoshua. They made a Chalitza. Bahamisha. There were 5 judges. So the Gemara says, 5 judges, Keman. Who are they following? Can it be Yehuda? You want to be a father to be Yehuda? Hadarbe. I thought you told me to be Yehuda retracted. So which opinion were they taking 5 judges? Gemara says, no. Lefirsume milta. In order to publicize the Halitza. That she says, the Halutza. You want to publicize that she's a Halutza. Why? Velo linseba lekohen. So it'll be known that she's a chalutza, so she won't come to marry a kohen, which is a sumed rabbanan. Iname delitu inchevelik besuala. So she'll just get married. So the people know she's available. So how do you do that? You bring 3 judges; they're part of the official bet din, and 2 more that are not part of the bet din that are just there for the persume milta. Rav Zikavala continues. Rav Ashe eklal leberav kana. Rav Ashe was by Rav Kana Amar le. So Rav Kana tells Rav Ashe salik mor legaban. He says, come up with us, lemaluye behamisha, in order to fill the 5 judges, which means, come fill the quorum. Amar Rav Kana, hava ka'im na kemed Rav Yehuda. I was by Rav Yehuda. Damali tasak lizirza dekane. Come up to the place where the bundle of reeds are. Seems that's where the place where they were sitting. Come sit by us for the case of the Halitza. Let's trufe behamisha. To sit by for 5. Amru lo, lama li hamisha? I told him what do you need 5 for? Amaru, in order to make a presume of the situation. Of Shavuot Bar Yehuda, hava ka'e kamed Rav Yehuda. He was in front of the Yehuda. Amar le, sak tal zizad kanet trufe behamisha. Come up to the place where the reeds are to join in the 5. The presume milta. Amar le. So he tells him, Tanina, it says in the Brayta that we learned, Be Yisrael, Be Bet Din Yisrael, Velo Be Bet Din Shel Gerim, Ve Ana Ger Ana. Which means he's coming along and saying, listen, I can't join you because I'm a Ger. As she says, Hu Ve Abiv Nit Gayeru. Which means he and his father was a Ger, Hilkach, Pasina La Halitza. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Rav Yehuda. So he tells him, Kigon Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Which means a man like this, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, I trust him so much. Mapikna Mamona Apumeh. Which means I would, on one man's test, on his testimony, I would take money out of a person. Which means if, let's say, he comes along and says, this guy owes money, on his one testimony, I'd believe him. So, come on, how could you believe one man? Could you take money on one witness? I need two witnesses. I meant like this. Which means I would weaken the power of a shtar based on his testimony. Which means, if he came along and told me, this shtar over here is paid up. So now already, I would not lose the shtar to get payment. Unless the fellow and I would make, let's say, a shivua or something. Normally a guy brings a shtar, so you assume it's cashier, you get payment. But if he would come along and say, this shtar over here was paid, I would trust him enough now to say that the shtar is questionable, and therefore he's not going to be allowed to get payment unless he's willing to make a shivua. And the hadush over here is, the mefashim say, even if he was a karov, normally you don't accept the karov's testimony. If he's a karov, either to the malveh or the loveh. So he's saying, even if this rabbi was a karov to one of the litigants, I would still trust him over. Because if he's not a karov, Tosfos says everybody's believed when it comes to this over. And the hadush is that he's believed. So you have to say, the pshat in this this gemara is that what? He thought that he was calling him to be one of the judges. So therefore he said, oh, I can't be one of the judges. I'll begin. Really, he wasn't calling him for one of the judges. He was calling for one of the two to be part of the, you know, the Pirsumim Milta. Now, for the Pirsumim Milta, that's okay. But he said, no, I can't go, because he thought he was going to add him, which he said, come up to be part of the five. So he didn't know that he's going to be part of the other two. He thought part of the five, and he's going to take him as part of the judges. He said, don't take me as a judge. I could sit as the other two. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.